Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, folks? I've got another Lost Zane Recordings free view for you from my time at 107.3 WBBL, the world-famous Cumulus Broadcasting. Walking down the hallways, encountering the legendary general manager, Jeff Cartwright, waddling through the hall, winded because he had to walk up the steps. Oh, my gosh. The glory days. Getting a pep talk from Tony Gates. Well, not really a pep talk. Basically, just him talking about how great he is. Whatever. Interacting with Marcus. Him knowing about all my emails because he would read them ahead of time. Because for some reason, he'd read my emails. Holy crap. Those legendary days. Well, reliving them now on the Lost Zane Recordings. I drop in the first segment or so usually. On this forum. And then if you want the full show, you can get it on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. In fact, what the hell went on this show from August 2nd, 2016? Oh, my God. We were talking about Trump, apparently, beating up the Muslim family of some veteran. I barely remember that. We discussed the series, The Night Of. My God, I remember that was such a great, great show for about the first three episodes. And then what the hell happened? A little bit of making fun of Doan. Apparently, in this clip I'm about to play for you, Michelle McCormick is super mad about, it says, Draymond Green joke. I have no idea what that means. But I'm sure we'll talk about it here. Here you go. It's a free view of the Lost Zane Recordings.
Good morning. It's the Eric Zane Show, show number 82, underway. The 2nd of August, 2016. Sunny and warm today with a high of 88. See lots of sunshine. Yesterday was beautiful. 62 outside right now. May see some rain move in. I should say maybe a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, but you won't even worry about that right now. Every time we tend to forecast that, it tends to not come true. The weekend was like that. All weekend, we're talking about rain. No rain. Welcome in, Julius. Julius, how are you, buddy?
Good. It's supposed to be hot, really, the rest of the week.
Oh. Yeah.
91 on Thursday. That's fun.
Yeah, we don't have a humidity problem right now, but as those temperatures get up, I think that actually will increase.
It'll be quite the problem. 93% humidity, apparently.
Oh. We are in the Mapestead.com bankruptcy studios. A lot to get to today. You welcome in Tyler Doan. Tyler, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing very good, Eric. How are you?
Good to have you here. Now, I have a question because I got an email from a longtime listener, Mark. And subject line, 0 days without a workplace incident. And he was attacking Doan. But upon further investigation, I'm not 100% sure it's Doan's fault. The podcast yesterday, there was
in the middle of the show, the recording device, which, because we record the show in real time, isn't that right, Tyler? While we're talking, it's being recorded.
Yeah, that's correct.
So that he's able to get after it as quickly as possible, save the material, and appropriately get into the podcast. I mean, sandwiched in between all the time that he takes answering phone calls at 800-785-1073. And that device, there was a technical issue that made it so it stopped recording.
Yeah,
and,
for some reason. I don't know.
Who knows? So, fortunately, now if I understand this correctly, we have a backup system that also is recording it. Maybe not as high of quality. But
no, pretty low quality, but it's still recording. It's decent quality, I guess. It'll
get you the podcast. So does that mean all those bits will be of poor quality, those saved bits?
I'll try to adjust them the best I can.
I don't know. If it's recorded at that bit rate, I think you're screwed.
There's nothing to do. It just makes it worse.
Yeah. It sounds really, really... it's that famous internet phasey sound. That's the best way to describe
it. It's a little better than that.
Yeah. But what time did it puke on you?
It was like right around the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's plenty of show then for you to save for best of. I just, if it's any of that skimmer audio or that phasey terrible sound, don't even bother. But I wanted to make sure you get that audio of my buddy's wedding. Anyway, so there was some scuttle in this room about the podcast, and you're going to have to grab the audio from the skimmer and then attach it to, but it was, you know, not the end of the world. Dawn and Julius were putting their heads together trying to come up with it. And I don't know what the hell happened, but this dude a couple of people reached out to me and said, hey, the something was missing from the podcast. And I go, uh-oh, where there's smoke, there's fire usually. And then I got another email and said, hey, yeah, oh, it's a catastrophe. There's things missing. So I was ready to come in here and throw Dawn under the bus. And in fact, I brought it up to Julius. And my point of view on it was, hey, I think Doan's going to get it between the eyes.
Well, Mama don't know. She don't know.
First thing in the morning.
The Motor City Man-Man.
We thought the Motor City Man-Man had effed up the podcast. But you finished it up for him.
I did finish it up, so it could have been me. Depends what part was messed up.
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm not going to investigate it because I don't care. But there were some of the natives were restless about this exact issue.
Well, I saw that the podcast length was the correct length, and I was like, that's got to be right. Because it's always the same length every single day.
3 hours.
3 hours and 3 minutes.
3 hours and 3 minutes.
3 hours, 4 minutes, somewhere in between there. And it was that, and I was like, cool, we're good. We're rolling. Let's throw this up. So I don't know what was missing, because then something would have had to been duplicated.
That's what I think happened. I got to get to the bottom of it.
Just ask Marcus. He probably saw that email, right?
I think this guy sent it directly.
Oh, okay.
Rollison, long-time listener. Subject line, 0 days since workplace incident. Podcast is bleeped up again and repeating segments.
Oh, okay.
Tell the Morrissey Man-Man to get his bleep together.
The Morrissey Man-Man.
He says, I've listened to every second of this show since day one, with the exception of these unacceptable failures that happen far too often.
The Morrissey Man-Man.
Yeah. We're betting 100 there for quite a bit.
Just top notch. Top notch. But when the wheels fall off, I knew it was trouble. I knew we were in trouble because it was just like these little conversations between Julius and Tyler. And I was like, something's cooking there. This might come back to haunt us later on. That's all right. We're human beings. Walking through the hallway, and I walk by the LAV studios.
Oh, God. It's always something fun going on there.
Is it my understanding that Michelle McCormick is really stuck on a joke about Draymond Green?
Yeah.
And now, she was, there was a lot going on, but she was going to get the joke out to me no matter what. There was all sorts of, well, first of all,
Tony was getting ready to go back on air.
Yeah, Gates was, you know, the song was, I could tell the Black Crowes was ending. I knew he's putting on his headphones. Yeah, yeah. And he had just said something to me, which I'll tell you about in a second, but I'm working backwards. As he's putting on the headphones, Michelle goes, hey,
guess what?
I go, yeah, Michelle.
Tony.
And she started to bark out some joke, and I'm not sure.
She told everybody this joke.
Now, I didn't actually get it. I mean, I didn't hear it. I wasn't able to process it because so much was going on. Uncle Buck's clearing the phlegm out of his throat. Gates going, I love playing rock songs. Hey! And then he's getting ready to do his shuck and jive routine or whatever it is. And then McCormick's... And what was the joke? Do you recall the joke? Okay, what was she so hot and bothered about?
So Tony was golfing yesterday, right? And it wasn't even her joke. It was Tony's joke.
So she's telling me
a joke that Tony said and that she just thought it was the greatest joke ever.
Okay, so she wasn't mocking him. She was like, hey, Tony had a great joke. Let me tell you Tony's joke.
Exactly.
Okay.
So he was golfing and he kept missing these putts. He's like, man, I kept missing these 5-foot putts. I couldn't get Draymond's D out of my head.
You doing him is also very funny.
So that was the joke. Tony couldn't get Draymond's D out of his head.
Okay.
So he couldn't make a putt yesterday.
Okay, all right, great.
He kept missing putts.
So that's
his delivery was obviously different. I'd have to hear it.
Oh, wow, look at this. I rimmed this one out. I keep thinking about Draymond BBC. So she I'm glad you told me because I didn't get it when it was all going on because there was a lot of activity in that room. And the reason why is because with 30 seconds left and
very slow moving activity, but
yes, with 30 seconds left in the Black Crowes, some Black Crowes song as it's winding down, I peek my head up. I go, hey, Tony, Mr. Gates, how are you? Hey, Zane, oh yeah, it's only like 5 minutes into the show. I already had an Eric Zane reference on 97 LAV. And I go, what? Again, the song's winding down. Michelle's barking at my ears. I gotta tell you a joke. And then Gates goes, yeah, that's right. Just announced on the radio. Hey, you know, it's how it's always good to have like a song to fall back on when a bit's dying. And I'm like, yeah, and Eric Zane, he doesn't have that luxury, or some reference to that, how doing a talk show.
There's nothing to fall back on.
He was like pointing out that, because he said this to me before, he goes, yeah, you know, I mean, it's just nice to, if things are going kind of slow, to say, all right, now let's play Peter Frampton, Do You Feel Like We Do? We'll be back in 15 minutes.
we fall back on stuff, too. Just beat up on Doan. That's our music.
music to our ears. What it is, music to our ears.
The Motor City Man.
There you go. That's our Peter Frampton right there. And this is our Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, Mama don't know. She don't know.
And so, you know, he's pointing that out. And I go, oh, yeah. Now what I want to say is, oh, yeah. Well, what we do is we usually, if a bit's dying, we say, hey, this bit's dying. Let's move on to something else and talk about something else. But instead I go, yeah, right on, man.
Rock and roll, man. Rock and roll.
I just thought it was because he's brought that up more than once.
They're going crazy over there at 5:30 in the morning. It's insane. The amount of crazy that is in one room.
It's a nut hut is what it is. It's an absolute nut hut. The show is much faster paced than we're indicating that it's a bunch of slow, doddering old people. And that's half right. They are very, very old.
But a little slow.
I don't think it is. When McCormick and Tony when it's back and forth like that, it's like a tennis match. I can't keep anything straight. It's way too hyper for me. Way too hyper. And so
it's like two squirrels fighting over a nut every single time.
Yes.
Who can get the punchline out first?
Oh God! It's always a joke race. I cannot deal. I don't do joke race.
We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So yesterday, we've made this extra effort to try to get, you have a lot of local venues in town. By the way, did you notice that we were done with that amount of discussion? There was nowhere else it could go. I still have to fill 3-4 minutes. So I just changed the subject matter instead of playing Lynyrd Skynyrd's Call Me the Breeze. So, but we could do that. In fact, yeah, if you could go ahead, anything up-tempo. No, that's too slow. It's like Casey Kasem. I need an up-tempo. No. Yeah. Where would this show up at? Okay. Is that going to show up on?
Yep, you just got to pull up the audio.
On what channel? What is it, PC2 audio?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, this bit's dying. Let's go. Oh, when you need a pretty lady, Diamond Dave, he just gather up the boys and go to the local pub looking for a pretty one on his shoulder. This is what we do when a bitch dies. We call on Van Halen to rescue us. Here they are, beautiful girls in LFH.
She was seaside, just smoking and drinking on ringside. On top of the world, oh yeah.
That
could be a really smooth transition next time a bit dies.
Just have various hot rock hits ready to go. Yeah. No, that one's too obscure. There you go. So, yeah. So, anyway, hold on a second. I'll let you know. So, yeah, that's what they were doing over there. Well, anyway, I guess. Oh, yeah. Hey, thank God. All right. This bit was dying. There's Vince and the boys from Motley Crue. We were struggling there, so I'm glad they're rescuing us. Here we go. Motley Crue and LMA.
Sitting in a classroom, thinking it's a drag. Yesterday,
I'm just kidding. Well, I'm not. I'm not kidding. But it's still fun.
He literally said it himself.
He said, I like having the security blanket of the rock to rescue me.
Greatest music ever written.
Hey, it's some rescue rock. Throw me a life preserver. Throw me an AC/DC life preserver. It's shaped like Angus Young's head. I'll hang on and let him pull me in. We have spent significant time trying to establish some, like, contacts with some of the music, the venues like Soaring Eagle Casino and DeVos Place. Hey, if you ever any artists in town, if they're doing publicity, we'll be happy to have them on. So the folks at Soaring Eagle said, hey, Buck Cherry. And Keith Nelson is the founding guitar player. He's been with them forever. A lot of people may not know the name, but he's the guitar player from Buck Cherry. Josh Todd is the lead singer. And I said, what the hell? Let's do the interview with Keith Nelson. Trouble is, it's Pacific time, so it's like 1:15 in the afternoon. We kind of all have to. I kind of hung out here for a little while. Julius Ransom Aarons came back. We're boning up for the interview, getting ready for it. We've spent significant time doing it, And this is an example of the best laid plans. Just kind of one little thing can screw it all up. It's already a stretch, in my opinion, of an interview. I mean, everybody knows Buck Cherry's song, Crazy Bitch, Lit Up. I mean, those are gigantic hits.
Only Crazy Bitch for me.
Never.
I used to go freshman year. I thought I was really cool. I'd drive around Allendale, windows rolled down with Crazy Bitch blaring.
Y'all crazy bitch. That was the nastiest song, by the way. Did you play that one at home? Did that ever get cranked up?
My brother and I used to drive home from church with that just blaring.
Oh, gosh.
Well, Mama don't know.
She don't know. Well, Mama don't know. She don't know.
She definitely didn't know that. If you were playing that, your mom would have killed you, Don. After church, you're playing Buck Cherry?
Imagine peeling out of a church. Hey, she a crazy bitch.
Well, all right, we're doing the interview. And so we prepare for it. I've got a long list of questions to ask him. Julius has done his homework. We get him on the phone. It becomes apparent 1 second in that he's on some type of really poverty Bluetooth device or speakerphone, and it sounded rough.
I mean, there are no Foo Fighters. I can't afford.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
There are no Foo Fighters. They don't have, like...
Well,
silly Bluetooth.
Just hold the damn phone up. Use the handset. That's, actually hold the phone up is key, I think, if you're going to use.
I've never used a Bluetooth. I think it's A, disrespectful.
Well, I mean, if you're driving, you're driving. I understand that, and it's not that long of a conversation. But this is an interview on the radio. So I'm not even sure what he was doing. It might have been speakerphone. I have no idea, but it sounded bad. And I wanted to say, can you take us off? But I didn't listen to my instincts. So basically it sounds like this. All right, Keith Nelson from Buck Cherry. So Keith, how's the tour?
Oh man, it is so good. We have just been rocking and we have just kicking ass, man. We started out our last show and we played Crazy Bitch and it was great. Everybody lost their minds. A couple people threw some cocaine at us. We were playing Lit Up. It was fantastic. We are rocking now. We can't wait to head into town to play the Soaring Eagle Casino. So anyway, yeah. And then it would drop out for her extended time completely. It'd be like,
So this, good answer.
This
good went answer.
On and I was like, why didn't I say something? So I said to Julius, I go, yeah. I didn't want to admit it at the time. We get done with the interview. I didn't want to admit it at the time. I'm like, yeah. I think that little sound snafu, I don't think it'll be a problem. I really don't. I go, let's shelf it, and we'll come back and listen to it just to make sure. But hey, for sure, we're going to air that every hour on the show. We're gonna top of every hour, we're going to play that interview. I get back to work today. I open it up.
It sounded like that.
The audio file. What was I thinking? This is impossible. There is no way in hell I'm going to air this on the radio.
We're still posted online, though, right? We're going to podcast it. Might as well. We did the interview.
That I will do.
Might as well.
The reason why.
That way it doesn't seem like it was a complete waste of time.
That's a great idea. And I like that because now, I mean, you may listen to it if you don't know who this guy is.
Mm. He actually had some good stories.
He did.
The Barry Sanders thing was pretty cool.
Him golfing with Barry Sanders, the actual moment when they play the song Lit Up, which actually features the line, I love the cocaine, I love the cocaine that Josh Todd sings.
You might have to do some work on your volume button, but other than that.
Yeah, I'll boost it as much as I can. So if you're a fan of Buck Cherry, at some point this week we will post the interview with Keith Nelson, the guitar player from Buck Cherry. But so I had a revelation today or yesterday when I was doing P90X. I went back to P90X, actually P90X3, and I'll tell you what that revelation is. It's I'm fat, and I'll explain to you what led me to understanding this revelation as being a reality.
That's what they told me too at Age Management last week.
You're too fat, and
hey, your BMI is a little bit too high. Okay.
Well, we also have a terrifically large announcement concerning the show today. And we'll get to that a little bit later on. It's a very big announcement. We'll do that in a little over an hour. All right. So there you go. Yeah, it's amazing. We got through all of that without having to enlist the services of Van Halen. So kudos to us, I guess. We are in the Mapstead.com bankruptcy studios. And if anybody asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show at 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. The Lost Zane Recordings free view for you. If you want the full show, it's on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you listen to a lot of podcast material, maybe you're in the car or something like that, you know, on a given week, between my free podcast, which amounts to 10-plus hours a week, and then my Patreon content, that's another 13 to 15 per week. Oh, my gosh. If you want to support and check it out, throw me on probation. Give me $5 or $10 a month for that month. If it sucks, you're out $5 or $10, not the end of the world. But if you like it, all right, now we're talking. You can either let it ride, it's up to you, or sign up for a year, and I'll give you it for a full year for 10% off. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's PATREON.com/Eric Zane. It's all found on my website, ericzaneshow.com. All right, thanks for the time. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.